evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've got an absolutely exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know some we've got to kick it off with a phenomenal story and then tremendous training to follow. But before we get started, I just want to congratulate all the dozens and dozens of More Success Team associates that were notified today of winning the Cancun trip. I know I've, between myself and Paul, to many, many of you all throughout the day, as you received your notifications, we want to say congratulations to all the winners. What we'd like for you to do is just, if you were winner, just send a quick email to KenMoore@LegalShield.com, KenMoore@LegalShield.com, because we want to be able to recognize all the team, the More Success Team associates next week that earned that trip to the Beach Palace in Cancun, all expenses paid vacation. I'm talking about food, drinks, hotel, airfare for two, all paid for by Legal Shield by just doing useful things on a consistent monthly basis. So congratulations to all the winners. We'd like, if possible, for you guys to do the first part of the trip. It's broken down into two trips, the first trip and the second trip. We discussed it, and we want to try to get all the More Success Team associates to do the first trip. So if you would, tonight after the call or during the call, make sure you log into your back office, click on your congratulations tab, and go ahead and fill that out for the first trip. If it works for you guys, I'd like to be able to share and enjoy that wonderful time together as a team, if at all possible. And, you know, what a remarkable time we're coming into at Legal Shield. There's a tremendous amount of momentum building within the organization. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. We're just entering into March Madness. You know, the brackets were released last night, and I don't know how many of you all participate. And we always, as a family, we fill out brackets and have a little fun contest amongst ourselves. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how exciting people get up for big events. You know, whether it's March Madness or the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals, whatever the case may be. You know, we tend to get really amped up for those things. We look forward to it. You know, we invest ourselves throughout a season to the culmination of the pinnacle of that particular sporting event. And, you know, we really tune into, well, we need to treat our Legal Shield business that way. You know, for these last few weeks, we've been building momentum. But the crescendo is the international convention. That is our Final Four. That is our Super Bowl. That is where everything will be unveiled. You know, the streamlined systems, the new tools, the new everything. You get to rub elbows with all the millionaires and six-figure ring earners and you know, the who's who of Legal Shield to be able to learn from those. That is where it is at. That is our event. And, you know, you really need to make a concerted effort. If you're serious about your Legal Shield business, there should be no excuses, none, zero excuses as to why you're not there. You need to make that commitment. If you haven't done so, I want to congratulate all of you that have done that. There's hundreds of you all that have done that, but there's still many, 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 many more that haven't yet made that commitment. So I'm going to challenge you guys in the next 48 hours to make that commitment and get yourself registered to that event and to register for our breakout session. You can do that going to moresuccessteam.com. moresuccessteam.com, and you can click on the convention icon and enter for the register yourself for our breakout that we will be doing in between the sessions on Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 6 at the Sheraton Hotel, which is straight across the street from the convention center where the event the convention is. So, guys, we really, really, we're entering into a paramount time in each and every one of your individual businesses. I hope you all will treat it truly like the crescendo that it is, and so that we can come out of that event and finish off 2013 and make it an unbelievable, remarkable year for each and every one of you. But that's all I have to share with tonight. We're really excited to get to our guest speakers, so I'm going to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner, you know, the longest tenured full-time active associate in all of Legal Shield, and he is our leader, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
Loud and clear, Jimmy. What a day. What a Monday it's been. I mean, things have been popping. People have been recruited. Sales have been made. I even sold three and recruited one myself today, and that's unusual for an old man like me, you know, which proves one thing, Jeremy. If you go out there and if you're active, it will happen. It will happen. And, you know, your dad called in from London. I'm sure glad he did because if he hadn't called me and you, I know we're going to have to rake him over the coals. But he called in and wanted to tell everybody hello, and they was having an absolutely fantastic time. A paid for by the company, and he was getting ready to go to Paris, France, and they're just having a wonderful time. So kind of ribbing folks when he gets back for loafing like that. But the truth is we got some great things, great, wonderful trainer coming on in a few minutes, and our first speaker tonight has a story. I asked him to get on and tell. He's an executive director. He's been a friend of mine as long as I've been in prepaid. He and his wife are just great people, wonderful friends. He's an airplane pilot, goes all over the country flying people, meets with lots of people. The story's going to tell you. I want you to listen close. It is a true story. It's happened recently. My friend, executive director, Mr. Dennis Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you loud and clear, Dennis. I'm anxious to hear this story.
All right, great. Again, as many of you know, I'm continuing to fly as a professional pilot. It's kind of hard to walk away from that when you enjoy it and whatever, but I carried some folks, some corporate folks, to Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago, and we all joined together Thursday night to have dinner, and a couple came who were friends of the folks that we took up there. He's no longer working for the company anymore, but he wanted to join, so we all met in a restaurant, sat around visiting, and they laughed and talked about their kids. Well, I was sitting there, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to miss an opportunity. So I pulled out one of my cards and wrote Charlotte's email address and phone number on it. And as we got up to leave, I caught her kind of off to the side, and I walked up to her, and I said, please forgive me for being personal if I could ask a question. I know that you love your children, but I'm just curious, when was the last time you revised your will? And she turned and looked me straight in the eye and said, we don't have one. And I handed her Charlotte's card, our card, and I said, there's a website here. Would you go look at this at your earliest convenience? And if this is of interest, call us, and we'll help you get started. If it's not, throw it away and, you know, forget about it. Well, I thought that I'd made a good contact and everything was fine. I brought the folks home from Pennsylvania Friday, and Saturday morning I get an email from the fellow that I took up there. And he said, I have some sad news to report to you. He said the couple that we had dinner with Thursday night, they were driving with their family north out of Pennsylvania into New York, and pickup drifted across the center line, hit them head on, and both the mom and dad were killed instantly. One of the sons in the back seat, the older of the three kids in the back seat, got a broken arm. Apparently the other two did not have any injuries that I'm aware of. But again, mom and dad were killed instantly, 32 and 35 years old, and it happened 16 hours after I had asked her about the will. And needless to say, neither Charlotte nor I had a good weekend after we heard about that. And it has motivated me, and it has opened the door from that situation. The guy that I took up there bought a membership, and the HR director, he went in and told her about it. She called me in, and she's buying a membership. So we've ended up selling half a dozen memberships since I got back from up there just simply because of that story. And I told this to Mr. Moore the other day, a part of it, and he said he wanted me to relate that to everybody on the team. So, again, thank you for the opportunity to share this with you.
No, thank you, Dennis, for sharing it. Folks, that just proves one thing. Ken Moore needs to be telling more people about this. What a tragic story, but a true story. It could happen to us. It happens to people every day someplace in the United States. We have the valuable service. We really need to tell people because we really are helping them. Well, with that sad story, I want to move on, but I thank Dennis Hester for bringing it to us and telling us about it. Now then, This next gentleman is executive director. He's down from South Carolina, one of the most outstanding trainers I've met in a long, long time. Has become, he and his wife has become very personal friends, building one of the fastest teams on our team. He's just tremendously. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of his team. And it's my honor and my privilege tonight to introduce Executive Director, Mr. Tony Barkley.
Good evening, Mr. Moore. How are you tonight, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. If I was any better, scare me.
Amen to that. Amen. Well, listen,
By the way, happy birthday.
Well, you got about 2.5 hours before I turn 22.
I'm always early, my friend. I'm always early and on the ball. Happy birthday early.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, listen, I really want to appreciate you and thank you for giving me the opportunity to get on this call. So good evening to the Moore Success team, the Moore Success family. It truly is an honor to be able to speak to each and every one of you tonight. I know we have some veterans on the line, some icons, some leaders, some newbies. But tonight I get to share some information with you that I believe could really, really tremendously help us and what this great company, Legal Shield in Mid-Ocean, has put on the table. Mr. Moore, again, I want to also extend a special thanks for all that you personally do for me and my family and our team here in South Carolina. And although we have some great things going on here, we're not silly enough to think that we would be accomplishing it without your support and that of your family. So you are simply the best, and we appreciate you for that. So,
thank you.
Yes, sir. So listen, team, tonight we get to talk about developing a recruiter's mindset. A recruiter's mindset. Or in the case of some veterans on the call, we like to call it redeveloping their recruiter mindset. You all leaders had it once before, and that's obviously why you're a platinum, so we're going to get back to that. Before we go into the training, I want to congratulate Mr. Dennis for at least being in the field, for at least being in the hunt, for at least being out there trying to bless families with this membership. And one of the things I'll share later on the call, and make no mistake about it, that if there wasn't people like Mr. Dennis and like the associates on this call, people would not get the membership. So let's not make any mistake about it. Recruiting is very, very important. So, you know, let's talk about a couple of housekeeping nuggets before we get into it. When I say here's a recruiting nugget, it's something you especially want to make a note of, okay? I think I only have about 7 or so recruiting nuggets that you can just kind of write down and go back just in case you don't get all the information that we covered tonight. So, again, this topic, recruiting, there's so much that we could cover in such a short period of time, so we're going to do the best we can. There are 2 books that I've had the pleasure of reading throughout the years that has really helped me in my recruiting efforts. One book in particular is entitled Anointed for Business. Anointed for Business. You know, we listened to a Mr. Ken Moore and that of his family, Randy and Jeremy. One thing we know, that they're anointed. And the front of this book, it says, how Christians can use their influence in the marketplace to change the world. And I want to start the training by just reading a paragraph of what it says about that. You know, most of us on the phone, we're Christian folks, we believe in God, and it simply says the Holy Spirit has illuminated scriptures that clearly teach that there is a divine anointing for business owners. It says, as a result, many portions of the word have come to light to show that those who are called to make the marketplace of business have already achieved success. Lastly, it goes on to say, to be anointed for business is to be set aside by God for service in the marketplace. Once you're in, once you're anointed, you'll use your business as a vehicle to transform the marketplace. And I think it's so important that we understand that as great as this membership is, it truly, truly is the recruiting that allows us to change the marketplace and transform it from what it is today. You know, the second book we'll kind of talk about a little bit is this great book called The Magic of Compound Recruiting. I know there's some great leaders on this call who've had access to this book before. You want to understand it's hard to get in print. But I can tell you one thing about this book, The Magic of Compound Recruiting. It, in turn, was written by one we would call a master and a genius in network marketing, Mr. Hubert Humphrey. And it's over 100 pages, and I highly recommend it, that if you could get a copy of that, it would be well worth the purchase. So let me start off by saying the first tip of the day is that, you know, the income opportunity truly is what sells memberships. I think a lot of us get this on the call, but let me break it down. See, associates can only sell and get paid for selling memberships. Okay, we got that. But we really need to understand that a member who is not an associate cannot get paid to sell a membership. Now, some of the vets might be on the call, might be saying, well, okay, I kind of get that. Well, let's think about the new people in the call who may not understand that. See, again, an associate only can sell and get paid for selling a membership. Our members cannot do that. So the way I see it, each and every one of you on this call, from the leader to the newest person, this company is worth millions to you by being part of MidOcean. So congratulations by being part of that. Now, here's the question of the day. This is what Mr. Moore wanted me to talk about. What is recruiting all about? So here's recruiting nugget number one. I hope you're ready. Here's the first one. Remember, recruiting is not a skill set. It's a mindset. In my 15 years of network marketing, I've always had people tell me, teach me how to be a recruiter. Well, the reality of it is, the day that you decide that you're going to be a recruiter is the day that you're a recruiter. It truly is a mindset, not a skill set. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. It's what we focus on. It's what we think about. Now, mind you, we're going to talk about how business transacts from recruiting, but again, it's a mindset. There's a saying back in the old days in network marketing, even today, what we focus on grows. So think about it, okay? Think about your church. At the end of the sermon, what is the pastor doing? He's opening the doors of the house. He's recruiting for his God. So churches do it, right? Well, colleges do it. They send offer letters out. They send recruiting scouts out. So churches do it. Colleges do it. Sports teams do it, right? The military does it. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, right? Well, corporations do it. They call it an HR department. So what is it that they really do? They recruit people. They do it. They do it. They do it until the job gets done. So why not you? You know, 15 years ago, I was recruited in, shall I say, I recruited an incredible woman, that being my best friend, my best recruit, 15 years married now, my wife, Cherise. I proposed to her in 2 weeks. I don't even know if Mr. Moore knows this. 2 weeks after meeting her, I proposed to her. And wow, I'm now blessed to have her with me every day. I'm blessed so much to have her. Like Mr. Moore said, tomorrow's my birthday, and I get to spend the rest of my life with my best recruit ever. Let's take a look at Mr. Moore. I believe it was 56-plus years ago. He prospected and courted and went after the incredible Miss Shirlene. He wanted her hand in marriage. So from day one, her and her mom were not having it, as I'm told. But you know our leader, Mr. Moore, he's always been a great recruiter. He wore them down, and, of course, she caved in and said yes. So you might be asking, what is recruiting? Here's recruiting. Like Mr. Moore showed us in that example of Ms. Shirlene. Here's what recruiting is. Here's recruiting nugget number two. All recruiting is convincing someone to your way of thinking. That's all it is. I mean, really, if you really think that you have the greatest business opportunity in the world and the greatest opportunity for them to earn income, then you can and you will recruit them. See, again, recruiting number two is convincing someone to your way of thinking. That's all recruiting really is. You know, 16 years ago when I first joined network marketing, I was broke. I was hungry. And again, I don't think Mr. Moore knows this, but I was homeless. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my kids. I lost my dignity. I lost my pride. I couldn't find work. It was a recession brewing. And, you know, I had to do something. So I walked into a network marketing meeting, sat in the back. The guy was saying how you could earn $100,000 a year at this one particular company, and I couldn't understand $100,000 a year. I just wanted $100 to eat. But you know what? I got involved with the company because I had no other choice. And after I got involved with the company, I wanted to know what really was the key to the top, what really was the key to success. And I grabbed a millionaire who was at one of the leadership schools, which, by the way, when you go to convention, you know who the millionaires are. You know who the executive directors are. Just watch the way they walk. You'll know who they are. Pull them off the side and ask them, as I ask the question, what do I need to do to become successful? And I was told, here's recruiting nugget number three. Here's recruiting nugget number three. I was told to focus on recruiting and building recruits. We focus on recruiting and building direct recruits. That was number one. And the second thing he told me is have a personal development program by working harder on me than my business. I find so many people spend more time trying to figure out the ins and outs of how to be great at the membership than more time working on themselves. I know Mr. Moore is the type of person that throughout the years he's developed a personal development program that just by talking to people will be able to recruit them. So, again, that is recruiting nugget number three. The other thing you got to remember recruiting is people, they really want to know two things. I mean, really, if we think about it, they really want to know two things if they're going to join you in the business. Now, I know a lot of us recruit people, by the way, inviting them to the event, the weekly event, or inviting them to a regional meeting. But when the meeting's done, they're going to sit down perhaps and want to talk to you about the next step. So what they really want to know is, do you believe in the opportunity? They want to know that. And as you're answering the question, if you believe in them, they want to know how excited you are. They also want to know, can they see themselves joining you? Remember, people don't buy Nickel Shield as an associate. They buy you. So what are you selling? So anyway, I followed this millionaire's advice, and within 6 months, I went over $100,000 in income. The year after that, $200,000. The year after that, $300,000. And that was back in 2005, 2006. I went ahead and started a coaching firm from that company, ran that coaching firm successfully, was missing the network marketing business, had the honor and the privilege of getting involved with Legal Shield. And just most recently, I decided to go back and recommit back to recruiting and building, of course, at the direction of Mr. Kenneth Moore. So, yes, we're hitting numbers. We're doing some great things here. But we know in order to build directors and platinums, we must recruit. All right, here's recruiting nugget number five. We're flying. Recruiting nugget number five. Know this, leaders, and this is good for some of the old-timers on the call. It's easier to give birth than to raise the dead. It is so much easier to give birth than raise the dead. What we mean by that is, listen, if you've got a recruit, instead of trying to ride them to success and they're not really ready to go to success, just find somebody new. It's been said, if you can't change your people, change your people. Just find somebody new. Remember also, you can't light fire to wet rags. Here's recruiting number six. Recruiting nugget number six. Recruiting can and will solve your problems in this business. Oh, my God, they will definitely solve your problems in this business. If you need more money, go recruit somebody. If you need to qualify performance club, go recruit somebody. If you need promotion, go recruit. If you need to pay a bill, go recruit. If you feel alone in this business, go recruit. How about this one? If you want to have some fun, go find a Mr. Moore. Go recruit somebody. If you want to be more like Mr. Moore and have what he has, go recruit some people. And just do like Art Williams said. Just do it. Here's recruiting nugget number seven. You know, in order to find quality, we got to go to quantity. we have to recruit some numbers personally and in our team to find people like a Ken Moore or a Jeremy Moore or a Randy Moore. How about a Mr. Harold Pinson or the Jimmy Parrish or Linda Bowden or Cheryl Indigata or Hughes Brothers? Why not Ashana Starks Allen, who's on target to be a director this month, less than 4 months in the business, or Khalil Jackson, who we'll hear from in a second? You know, it reminds me of the scriptures that talks about scattering of the seed. You guys probably know it. When you're out there recruiting and scattering the seeds of this great company, Legal Shield, some are going to fall on hard rock. Some are going to fall on thorny bush. But some the birds are going to get, but some people who hear your message about this phenomenal company, they will take root and grow with you. You know, Mr. Moore had a guest speaker a couple months ago, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, on our call. You know, our founder and our leader of Prepaid. And, you know, he shared some great things with us on that call as to why and how he started this company. But, you know, Mr. Moore and family, there were two things that he said during that call that I really made sure I highlighted and I circled. And I quote him. He said, recruiting is the lifeblood of this business. He didn't say anything else other than it was the lifeblood of the business. But he ended it by saying, don't ever stop recruiting. See, Kane, really, most of us heard that call, and after hearing what he said, we really shouldn't have to talk about what we're talking about tonight, because if he said it, it must be true. So, ladies and gentlemen, teammates and family, I want to go ahead and introduce real quickly to you on the call a recruiting success story. This associate, this young guy, a year ago only had 17 associates on his team. Now after working with me in a new market, with a new recruiter's mindset, he has over 91 recruits in his organization in less than 6 months. Countless of performance clubs, countless of senior associates, managers, and potentially a director in Ashana Starks Allen by the convention. Mr. Jackson from Philadelphia, he's now in their building. Mr. Jackson, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm on the line. Thanks for having me on here, sir.
Well, listen, man, we're just tickle pink that you're part of the business. Well, I would say to Mr. Moore, we're just as happy as a pig in slop. But listen, man, what are the top, let me ask you this, what were the top three things you did to reach these recruiting numbers in the short time that you were here in Savannah, Georgia?
Well, the things that I did to reach these numbers in Savannah, Georgia, sir, was I stayed committed, coachable, and loyal to your recruiting system. You know, the system that you have had in place with us has really took me to the top. I don't know what else to say about that. The second thing I did was I was persistent and consistent in talking to people about the opportunity. Because as you stated earlier, this is a great opportunity. I believe in my heart this is the greatest opportunity on earth. I can't wait till we go over to Europe and India with it. And then number three, I plugged them into your associate plan of action, which, you know, got people promoted and paid very, very quickly. I remember when we first got Shauna, she didn't even know what the associate box was. When she got that in the mail, she was already promoted to your associate. So those are the three things I did, sir.
Well, listen, that's awesome stuff. By the way, team, his business is here growing in Savannah daily, and he does not know who these new associates are, and it's really getting difficult for him to keep up. So that's just indicative of how well recruiting could go if you focus on it. Mr. Jackson, go ahead. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just do a quick question and answer session before we end the call? Go ahead and ask me a couple questions you think someone on the call might want to ask, but because they're in mute mode, they're not able to ask.
Okay, well, sir, I know everyone sees how great the services are, but what do we do to help them see the opportunity and help the public see the opportunity?
Well, again, I think I said it earlier, the very first thing they must do, they must really feel, and that person that they're talking to must really see that you yourself believe in the opportunity. I mean, passion is the key. 95% of winning in this business in recruiting is being passionate. I know we have some great leaders on the call who's earned millions in residuals and earned $250,000 in their tenure, but I believe there's new people on this call that if they learn from those veterans I just spoke about, but put passion into recruiting, they could collapse those time frames. So the other thing that you have to do is tell three stories. Look, always tell your story. You know what? I was broke. I was homeless. But because of this company, I made great money. My Mr. Moore, my mentor, he was a butcher. He lost everything. He went bankrupt. But today he's a multimillionaire. And it's because our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, who was looking for access to the justice system and couldn't find it anywhere. See, in less than 30 seconds, I told three stories. Always tell your story, your upline story, and that of the founder of the company. What other question do you think they might ask, Mr. Jackson?
Well, Coach, you know, I know it's a lot of things out there to see, watch, to listen to, things coming from everywhere. But really, if someone wants to be a recruiter, what should they read, what should they watch, what should they study, and what should they listen to?
Well, first of all, I don't know if they should be watching too much of anything. There's not too much to be watching on TV. But I think that reading, I'll see books on leadership and sales. I mean, there's great books out there on leadership and selling. I think they should study those who have done it before. Study the great leaders at the convention. Watch what they say on the stage. Watch what's in the different profiles of success that many of the leaders on the call are in. I think they should study that. And then lastly, I think they should listen to tapes and CDs, anything dealing with recruiting and selling.
Okay.
What else you got?
All right, sir. Well, you know, I like all that, and I know that whenever I'm inside the field, sometimes I get a little distracted. I start noticing other things. So what mindset should I be while I'm out there in the field?
Well, I can tell you what helped me get through it. I know you very well, Mr. Jackson, when you were out in the streets trying to make it happen and shaking hands and kissing babies. Here's the thing that will get you through. Here's the mindset. Just know that while you're out there talking to people about this opportunity, you're one recruit away from an exposure. You just don't know who that person is. You're one recruit away from a Mr. Moore. But you know this, leaders. Sales will come from recruiting. It always has, and it always will. What's your next question?
Well, I know that you say sales will come from recruiting, but why can't I just focus on memberships?
Well, you can, and many in the company do, and I think that's a great thing if that's what they want to focus on. But you have to remember that memberships are great for advances and pay and earns. But, you know, I like what Mr. Moore has. He has this thing called leverage. He has this thing called override. He has this thing called passive income. He has this thing called bonuses on top of bonuses on top of bonuses. He has this thing called freedom. Freedom is where it's at. So I believe with recruiting, we won't leave any money on the table when we start recruiting and building. Let's go ahead and give a couple more real quickly, and then we're going to try to end the call.
Okay, sir. Well, I like what I'm hearing, but I really, really just want to know, how do I get to the next position?
Recruit, train, develop, promote, and release. Here's how you get to your next position. Just like you did. You recruited people. You helped train people. You helped develop people. You got to promote it. And then you release them back into the system. I see too many leaders recruiting somebody and smothering them and not want anybody else to work with them. I love sending my people to somebody like a Jimmy Parrish that could help them become better at groups because I know I do not want to be the best. I just want to be able to be in business with the best. And so, again, we recruit them, train them, develop them, promote them, and release them.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, that's awesome. I'm loving all this knowledge. Now, my main goal is because you always teach there's only two positions, director and near-term director. So I want to know, what's the best way to become director?
Well, you know the deal. You know the promotion guidelines. There's many different ways. I'm sure you could do it. You could sell 150. You could build managers. But really, I think the most effective way long-term, you know, really very simply, financially, is just to build towards director. But, you know, at the end of the day, you'll take it the way you can, but I think building is more effective. We got time for another two or three more questions.
Okay. Well, you know, I love recruiting, and I would love to go out there and just be able to grab everybody up. But why not just do groups of small biz?
Well, here's why. and groups of small business are incredible. What a great way to get the message out. I just know that if I just focus on groups of small business, I might miss out on overriding and receiving pay from a Jimmy Parrish or a Jeremy Moore. And again, like I said earlier, I don't want to be the best. I just want to recruit and override the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear that, sir. I definitely want to recruit and override the best, but how many people should I really recruit?
As many as you can. It doesn't make sense to recruit a bunch of people and not get them trained and not get them promoted. That's just not fair. But listen, if you can focus on four, you'll yield some great results. Let's get two more, man, and we'll go ahead and wind this thing down.
All right, sir. Well, I definitely am going to focus on four, but if I'm doing that, how do I really sell more memberships?
Here's the formula. Write it down. Write down, Mr. Jackson. Right. Here's the formula.
Right, sir.
You plus your team equals more memberships. So you plus your team is more. So 1 plus 1 equals 2, but 1 plus 0 is 1. So that's how you sell more.
Well, I hear that, then, sir, because I heard the best way was by building and not selling, so I don't even think I have any more questions. That's it.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing somebody asked me one day, and they asked me, Mr. Jackson and team, they said, I heard the best way in network marketing was by building, not selling. And this was my response. The last time I checked, most things we enjoy today were built by someone before they were sold. See, it had to be built before it was sold and enjoyed. So I hope you follow suit with that. Mr. Jackson, thanks so much for being on the team. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for being a recruiter and a builder. Listen, man. Your future's so bright, you're going to have to wear sunglasses at night. So make sure you bring them to the convention, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on the call, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll see you on the bus to Oklahoma City in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Be ready.
All right. Hey, let's wind this down. So here's the deal, team. We get paid to do three things. Recruit and train people. That's one. Share and sell memberships. We have to share it. Mr. Moore is so great for saying, look, they only want to know two things. What will it do for me, and what is it going to cost? So let's share and then sell the membership, but I think we should start with recruiting first. And then the last thing we get paid to do is not to quit. Just don't give up. Team, I covered some key points on how to develop a recruiter's mindset. There's just a couple. There's many more out there. We have great leaders on the call, your leaders that can share that with you. But let me end with 10 reasons why you want to be a recruiter. These are reasons why. See, number one, Mid-Ocean. They are the owners and management team that purchased this company for $650 million plus. These guys are not in the game. They're not playing around. They do not want to lose. They want this company of ours to be a big success, and they're going to do what it takes necessary to see that it happens. You know, I've read and I've heard that they have not failed at making any acquisitions they had a huge success, and they don't plan on failing now. You probably heard they got commercials they've done. They've hired the best executive trainers. They increased our associate benefits. They give away BMWs. They paid out $2.5 million to Performance Club. Listen, all I know is this. At the convention, they're going to make some announcements that's absolutely going to make history. Number two, here's another reason why you need to always recruit. Know that all the future goodies, the bonuses, and income will go to those that help Mid-Ocean achieve their goal. I repeat, all the goodies from here on out, the bonuses and income, are going to go to those who help Mid-Ocean and Legal Shield succeed. Do not forget that. Another reason, number three, leveraging your income. You know, Mr. Moore has 30-plus years. He has high-end millions, okay, while he's home. Shauna Stark Allen has been around for 3 months, but she earned thousands while she was sick. So whether it's millions like Mr. Moore or whether it's thousands like Shauna Allen, all I know is leveraging your income is the way to go. Here's number four. Your business will have more exposures to groups and small businesses. Again, recruit more people, more exposures to groups and small businesses. Number five, a larger block of business. The associates in the that you have in your business with business you can leave behind to your family. Again, it's just more business being left behind by recruiting. Number six, when we recruit wide, that means personally, we get profitability. When we recruit deep, we get security. I've done a great job, I believe, in going deep. That gives me security. Now I got to get my butt out of gear, and I got to go and recruit some people personally. And Mr. Moore is staying on me to make sure I do that. Look, building relationships, lifelong with leaders, associates, a new family, new friends, with like-minded people, that's another reason why you want to recruit. See, Mr. Moore is my friend. I'm his friend. He's my leader. I would never know a Mr. Moore if I didn't get in this business if someone like Mr. Moore didn't recruit me. Here's number eight. We'll end with nine and ten. Number eight is it reduces stress. When you're out there alone, it gets stressful. Get a buddy. Get a recruiting buddy. Remember number nine, someone is out of work right now. See, these are the reasons why you need to recruit. Somebody is out of work. They're near bankruptcy, foreclosure, divorce, and that even could be you on the call. All you need is an extra 500 to 1,000. Don't be a secret associate. Let's help someone with this income opportunity. And lastly, it's what every single millionaire in this call at one time or another has done, which is recruit. So, what do you do now? All right, so this is it. This is what we do now with this information. We get off this call, do not go to sleep, make a list of people you know who need to earn some income. Make a list tonight. Not a list of people you want to sell memberships to, because 9 times out of 10, they don't have a membership. We know that. They need the income. Let's give them the income opportunity. Memberships will follow. Tomorrow morning, begin making those phone calls. Invite them to a local meeting. Invite them to the regional meeting. Invite them to one-on-one. Or do like Sean and some other team members have done. Get them on the bus, which will get them excited about doing their paperwork, which will get them inside the convention. Go share the same opportunity someone shared with you that puts you on the path to financial freedom. And watch how Legal Shield pays you. Listen, we all should have a 3-week recruiting blitz to the convention. All right, team. So you're pregnant. Every one of you are pregnant with goodness. You're pregnant with potential. You're pregnant with an opportunity. Let's go give birth to your dreams. Let's go give birth to that of others. And let's watch how God blesses you in return. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. Mr. Moore, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. I turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, Tony, we certainly do appreciate you. We certainly do appreciate you sharing with tonight. I'm sure we're all inspired to recruit more. And, you know, I've always encouraged people to recruit. And I've always said, if a person, you want to be a group person, recruit into that, help them recruit and help them be the best they can. The networker, recruit into that, help them. Recruiting whatever area you choose is very key to building that business. And you have some of all, like I do, it's great to have what I kind of, in my mind, say different divisions. Well, it's not a division, but it's different departments in my little old mind. So each one of those is a door, and each one of those doors I open up in my mind, and there's a little gold inside of it. So we just keep, if we keep recruiting, we'll keep having people throw a few more quarters, a few more dimes, a few more dollars in there, and them old vaults of wealth will get in there, and we'll all be happy. Appreciate you, Tony. Tell Sharice hello. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate each one of y'all tonight. Let's go out there. Let's all recruit some more this week. I know I certainly am going to do that. And remember, let's keep doing this. Put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. And I want to congratulate Jeremy again. You know, his team is still leading in the Destiny deal, and that's leading everybody in the whole United States. So, Jeremy, you and your team have done a great job right there. We have so many people like Tony recruiting. We got people that hadn't recruited or sold in years. All of a sudden, they're back in the game, and that really gets me excited. And I'll hush because I'll get started. But God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.